The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. And we have a very special guest today, Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
No problem.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you want to suggest a topic for a show, send us an email or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can always view our listings or search the multi-list listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. You can listen to all our archive radio shows, and we've been doing it for 2 years. Happy anniversary.
Wow, 2 years.
2 years on the radio here. And we also have video of our realtors at jruddy.com. Find us on Facebook and friend us at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Again with us today is Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction. How about a little bit of background and your experience, how long you've been doing this, please?
I've been in the field for about 16 years now. I've worked for various commercial and residential masons for about 7 years, and then decided I wanted to go out on my own for the remaining of those years. Probably about 9 years I've been on my own now.
Masonry work is just as much an art as it is a trade, and I went on your website. So can you tell me how to get to your website? It's Bob-Brislin.
Brislin Masonry, all one word.
.com. Okay. And I went and I saw these fabulous pictures. You do beautiful work.
Thank you.
And you do a lot of different things.
Yes, I do. A variety from concrete to stonework, brickwork, every facet of masonry.
And on the exterior as well as the interior.
Correct.
Okay. So you are very talented.
Thank you.
Some of the things that I saw that I just love with the patio and the walls that are on there. And there's all different types of materials. And what do you do when you go to a job? You look at what they want and then you come up with some ideas?
Exactly. I go to the customer's house. I do free estimates. Usually they have an idea in mind of what they want to accomplish, you know, a patio or a driveway, retaining wall, sidewalks. And I'll take what they want to do and go over it with them and come up with my own ideas and make it happen for them. I've had a woman one time, that one patio that you were looking at with the fireplace on it, literally take that fireplace out of, I think it was Good Housekeeping, a picture of the fireplace, and I rebuilt it to that picture.
Wow.
Yes, and she was very pleased with it, and it turned out beautiful.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of times when people think of masonry work and doing this type of work, they think of lots of money that they're going to be spending. So, you know, it could be very expensive.
It can be, depending on what you want to do. You know, the driveways, patios, that fireplace, for instance, you know, it depends on what you want.
Well, so do you do, you know, more upscale work, or what are you doing these days?
I can do anything from patching a sidewalk to, like I said, that fireplace. What you have dreamed up, a picture you drew on a piece of paper, I'll make it happen.
So it's not for just people with lots of money?
No, okay. No. I've gone out, there's no job too small. I've gone out and just patched basement walls for people. I really, myself, enjoy doing the more artistic work. I really enjoy the fact that 30 years from now, I can walk by something and say, I built that. Or my children can say, my dad did that. I did a sign for my kids go to Prescott School up in the hill section.
Sure.
And the PTA wanted a sign built for the school. They didn't have a sign out front, and I volunteered my time to put the sign together, a brick sign. They had no print. I just went and I built them a brick sign that has a lit sign between it. And the kids every day go there and say, "My dad built that," which
is really
cool.
I noticed that sign. It is a very nice sign.
Yep.
Great sign.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun to do.
And people could check you out on your website.
Right.
And look at your work because you have really nice pictures.
Actually, I've got to get some more pictures. My wife is on me all the time about that. My thing is I work on it so diligently that I don't really pay attention to when I'm done. I'll take some pictures, but she's always on me that I need to take more pictures and put them on the website.
Why not? Show it off.
Yep.
You're an artist. All right. So when you're doing patchwork on a house that says, or in the interior or the exterior, is it hard to do patchwork and match it up, or does it pop out and say I was repaired, or can you blend it?
Stucco work can. Sometimes you can actually make it look as close as you can, but every mason has his own fingerprint, if you will. No one finishes concrete the same. No one does stucco work exactly the same. You can get it as close as you want and then paint it, and it's not as easy to see. But if you're just going to leave it where, you know, you don't paint the stucco work that you patch, it will look totally different.
You know, I was talking to a mason, and he walked past the building, and he just knew by looking at the building, he knew who did the work. He says, "Oh, I could tell by the way that's done that was done by such and such." Like you said, they each have their own fingerprint.
Exactly. And for the last, say, about 7 years, I've been doing a lot of concrete work, which I finish with a broom. Like, basically, the best way I can explain it is it's like a textured ceiling in your house. The fans on the ceiling in a house, I do my concrete work is all done like that. And I've noticed in the last couple of years, a lot more people are starting to do that. And it comes out beautiful. Really, it's a lot of guys will like to take a broom and just pull it across a sidewalk. I don't do that. When I do sidewalks, I put a broom finish on it, but it looks like a swirled ceiling inside of a house.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, I noticed different patterns with different. I never understood that. Some use lines, some use swirls, but that's because it depends on who's doing it.
It's a lot easier to pull a broom across the sidewalk than get on your knees and actually put the finish on it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so you put that added little feature in there.
Yep.
Okay, so how about, do you find that, you know, we're in times, people are pulling back, not spending as much as they did, say, 10 years ago. So do you find that a lot of people are going to brick-faced or stone-faced alternatives instead of a full stone?
You mean the cultured stone?
Yes.
Actually, nowadays it compares pretty good in price.
So
it's a little more expensive for a regular stone, but the most of the time when people do the stonework, they'd rather I don't know why, but a lot of people like the cultured stone look as opposed to regular stone. So it's more a taste than anything.
Right. You know? Well,
it's expensive both ways.
Stonework
and brickwork is expensive.
Do you do much work with cultured stone?
Do a lot of work with cultured stone. I really enjoy doing it too.
Okay.
How does that hold up?
Oh, it holds up fine. I mean, the product, they have a adhesive on the back of cultured stone. So when you actually, basically, you stick it to the wall. You do a scratch coat on the wall, which means you put parging on it. Then you take a tool that looks like a comb. You put scratch lines in it. You put your mortar on the back of the stone and basically stick it to the wall. And the mortar gets in those lines and it holds very well.
So is it easier for you to work
with? It's a little bit quicker.
A little bit quicker.
A little bit quicker. Price-wise, it's a little bit cheaper, but there's a lot more work. So, you know, just knowing how to do it. You can't just go sticking stones on the wall.
No,
you have to have an eye for it.
It wouldn't look right.
Let me ask you something about that. Is the color throughout the whole stone, or is it just on the surface?
It's throughout the whole stone.
Oh, okay, very good. Mm-hmm. I was always worried.
I wonder if that has to do with it, the color. Is it why people are more drawn?
There's a lot more
color to it.
Yes,
yeah.
There's a lot more different stones. Natural stone, you're in this area, you're like West Mountain stone, the blue stone. Field stone, and basically that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to get like Wisconsin limestone and you have to have it trucked in, which is very expensive.
We went to a showroom when we had ours. The place, what was it, up in Oliphant? We went up there and the
Brick
guy
City.
Told us, he said, go in the showroom. He said, figure out what you want. go look through it, and they had an amazing selection.
Oh, unbelievable.
Really? Yeah, that's what I mean. They have a lot of different colors, a lot of different styles.
And I chose it because I loved the colors.
It is really pretty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do some pretty amazing things, archways and all the things I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our fireplace is made from, that. And it's got the insert with the fan and everything on it.
But a lot of people are using it for exteriors, too, these days.
Oh, yeah.
I see, like, they're enhancing the appeal of their home by applying it to...
curb appeal, that's right.
You know, the face, the front.
Yep, it's beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction. How do we get in contact with you again, please?
My email is brislinmasonry@yahoo.com. My website is bob-brislinmasonry.com.
Now about concrete, you had mentioned that you do sidewalks and then you do an added extra little feature of swirling to make it look like a swirled ceiling. Concrete work, do you find that people are doing concrete sidewalks or maybe an alternative doing asphalt, or what I like to say, macadam?
Macadam. I didn't even know what that was until I came up here.
Until you started to do real estate.
What the heck is macadam?
Yes.
A lot of people like concrete for their sidewalks.
Well, there's nothing like the look of it, and I just think it's beautiful. How about driveways, concrete driveways?
Well, driveways compared to concrete, compared to blacktop, the price isn't too far off, and you get a better job with the concrete. It lasts a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Blacktop, obviously, if you get oil or anything on it, will pit and break up the blacktop. Usually a driveway, I'll pour 6 inches thick, 3,500 pound concrete, and it holds up for a very, very long time.
Yes, the asphalt has to be sealed and maintained, and it doesn't last.
It seems to get bellies in it and heaves. And
every
it just,
couple of years, yeah. A lot of maintenance on it.
Lots. Now, how about stamped concrete? Is that something you work with?
No. Me, personally, I don't like the stamped concrete.
Why?
I know why. Go ahead. You tell us.
The reason is stamped concrete... basically, what the process to it is, you pour the concrete in a patio or a sidewalk, and then once you pour the concrete, they have the color, which you cast, which is a powder, over the top. Then you have the release agent, which is a powder also that you cast over the top. Then you take the stamp, put it, it's a rubber, basically a rubber stamp, you put it down, you pound it into the concrete, pull it off, you come back the next day, power wash it off, and the color's in the top, the release agent's in the top. And in my personal opinion, I believe that weakens that top quarter inch of concrete. So you'll notice in this area, especially with the harsh winters, you'll go and you'll see the patios that were poured 3, 4, 5 years ago look like they're fading and they're peeling. The reason for that is I believe that it weakens that top quarter inch. Obviously, it's not as strong because you're adding all that other stuff to it. Also, what I don't like about the stamped concrete is because you're stamping it by pounding it down, it's not a very even and flat surface. So if you got a big patio and you're doing that, and then you go to put a table and chairs on it, they tend to rock.
And I can't stand that. You know what? Hold that thought, because we're going to head towards a break, and I want to really talk to you about stamped concrete and your thoughts and all this good stuff you're talking about right now. Pat, before we go to break, please.
Yes, I have a listing. This is a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Harmony Hills of Moscow. This is really, it's a great place. When you walk in the center hallway, it has stunning hardwood floors that are throughout much of the first floor. It has a completely fenced-in yard. It has a second-floor laundry area, so no walking up and down the stairs. It has an inviting master bath with a large walk-in closet, recessed lighting throughout, stone-faced gas fireplace in the family room with vaulted ceilings, and a second-floor balcony overlooking that room. It's really nice. The home is less than 10 years old, and it sits on little more than a half acre. So if you're interested in a great 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Harmony Hills, give us a call. This home is listed at $419,000, and it is located at 703 Parkview Road in Moscow.
It is a knockout. That home is a knockout. Okay, please stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again.
Good morning. And our special guest, Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Before the break, I abruptly interrupted your train of thought there, but we were talking about stamped concrete. And you were telling us, you know, mostly the negatives, and you're talking about how it's not durable, and after a couple of years you see the peeling, and you're explaining why these things happen. Let's revisit that, please, if you would.
Okay. Basically, it's the release agent and the color in the top layer of the concrete. Concrete is mixed with Portland sand and gravel as the three main components. When they're all mixed together, it's a very strong mixture. But the top quarter inch is basically called what they call the grout. You pull it up, that's what you put your finish in. When you do that, and then you throw those release agents on it and the color, in my opinion, it weakens that top quarter inch. And 3 to 5 years afterwards, you'll see it fading and peeling and basically
decaying.
It falls apart.
Yeah. Decaying in front of your very eyes.
We have a little experience with
that. Well, we have a good experience and we have a bad experience. And thank God, really, truthfully speaking, that our good experience is in the front of the house where most people see, and our bad experience is in the back of the house. But I walk over it every day, 50 times a day, and my blood just boils because it is...
I would seal it. I would do everything we're supposed to do. Seal it, and it's still faded. And it's still, like you said, it was skinning. It's like the top layer is coming off in areas. And I never put, it's never seen salt back there. So I can't blame the salt.
Especially your backyard.
No, it's not. I can't blame the salt on that.
And you were mentioning before the break, when you put the chairs and the tables on stamped concrete, they rock. Well, I can't find an even place to put my chair. I can't stand
exactly.
that feeling.
And you get those phone calls that, you know, I can't level my chairs. Well, what should I do with my patio?
Right.
And rip it up.
And it's very expensive. I mean, the price difference between regular concrete to the stamped concrete is probably about $8 or $9 a square foot. I mean, it's just not feasible, I don't think, in my opinion.
But our walkway is stamped concrete, and that has lasted, and it's not doing any of the stuff that the back patio is doing.
It takes maintenance. I have to go out there. I have to use the sealant on it. And when it looks good, it looks good.
But they're two different colors.
We did
two different colors. We did the gray in the front, and we did a reddish in the back, but it doesn't even look red anymore.
So the reddish will show up more because it's a darker color.
And it did at first.
Right.
But now it's pink, and I can't stand pink.
One of the biggest misconceptions about concrete is that it never cracks. That's one thing, especially in this area. There's no one, a concrete company will not guarantee, the people that actually bring the concrete to your job will not guarantee that the concrete will not crack. In this area, it's just, it is what it is.
Inevitable
because of the
weather.
Frost.
Yes, okay.
The freeze-thaw cycle in the winter is just basically heaving and settling all the time.
All the time.
So what I do with my concrete to try and prevent that is I cut expansion joints in the concrete, which means when I'm done, I'm finished with the job at the end, I take my saw and I will cut literally a quarter of an inch to a half an inch deep in a bigger area, no more than 10 feet, and square it off into even squares. That way, when it lifts and settles, hopefully, and it's not, and there's no perfect science to it, that it's going to crack in those straight lines, and you'll never see it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it does happen. I mean, it's impossible to say, okay, it's pretty definitely going to crack there. But you do everything you can, but at the end of the day, it is northeastern Pennsylvania, and the ground does lift and settle a lot. So it can crack where it wants to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can completely control it.
But you have a little bit more, you work with it all the time, and you have a little bit more sense of what to do, what not to do.
Yes.
Okay. And that's why it's important when people are doing this type of work that they hire a professional.
I've been in it about 16 years. I've been on my own close to 10 now.
Okay, good. And you do a lot of nice work, which I found on your website, and that's Bob-Brislin, B-R-I-S-L-I-N, masonry.com. Stamp concrete, you personally don't care for it, and
I don't care for it anymore, either, now that I have it.
If I replace my patio, which is very likely, if we replace our patio, we are...
Oh, now it's we, if we're going to replace it. Okay.
It is we. If you are going to replace it, how about that?
There we go.
Now it's the right way.
There we go.
Okay. When you replace our concrete...
She's only the boss when she's telling you how to do it. When it's time to pay for it, you're doing it.
Let me just tell you something, Bob.
I'm going to take part of this because I am going to personally be the one ripping it out because I cannot stand it so much. I'm going to be part of this
job.
I'd like to see 100 pounds of you on a jackhammer
bouncing around.
With the heels on.
Yes, very good.
I'll take pictures of that for you.
We'll put that on your website.
Just don't take video. You could take a still picture, but no video. All right. I don't want any YouTube.
Put that on YouTube with the other videos from the office.
So stone and brick, do they have to be always laid in horizontal patterns, or do you do something more with them?
Stone doesn't. Brick, you can do a lot of different things with brick, a lot of pretty things. You can basically do what they call a soldier course, which is a horizontal. You have your regular horizontal, regular brick pattern, and then you have what they call a soldier course, which is straight up and down. You can go up like, you know, 4 or 5 feet and then put a soldier course around. Like, I've bricked houses before, you put a soldier course all the way around the house to break it up and then go back to it. You can dress up window surrounds with brick, turn them on the side and at towards the top, do what they call corbelling, which means it steps out a quarter of an inch each course of brick. And so it gives it that appearance of a pillar coming out, and then run the brick across the top of the window. It makes it really pretty. Also chimneys. I like doing chimneys with the corbelling effect, what they call putting a hat on the top of a chimney, where you step out a quarter of an inch each course, and then you can step it back in and really do some pretty stuff with brickwork.
Right. Well, it sounds amazing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today, talking about all different types of masonry work, is Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction. And he does a lot of nice work. And, you know, when I show a house that has those types of features, there's nothing like it. It adds so much character. And a brick house, construction-wise, I always feel is one that's valued more. There's nothing like the market value of a brick or stone house.
It's like the three little pigs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There you go. Exactly. The three little pigs. Exactly.
And people love my house, actually. I, of course, because I'm a mason, I've done so much to it. And behind my house, if you walk out there, it's like an oasis. It just is like a totally different world behind my house. You can't believe when you walk out there what it's like.
What do you do around a pool?
Oh, you can do pavers, which... I personally like doing them. I don't like the maintenance on them. I'm not going to lie. My wife made me put in the paver patio behind my house.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want them because of the weeds and the freeze-thaw cycle. Every year, they'll settle a little bit. Sometimes the only thing about the pavers are you can just take them out, level them back up, and put them back in. Now, the weeds, I don't care what you do. 3 or 4 years, you're going to have weeds coming through the joints of those every year. I didn't want them, but guess who's doing the weeding?
You.
Every year. It's me. Exactly.
So this comes up as a point of discussion?
Oh, yeah. At least three times a year. Okay. The very beginning of the year, then about halfway through the summer, and then the end when I'm finishing and cleaning
up
the deck.
So when Bob is plucking the weeds, stay away.
No, Bob's out there with a bottle of weed be gone.
Usually it's the weed eater on full tilt back there.
And hopefully your wife has gone shopping or something.
She usually clears
out. All right, good. So, all right, so you do a lot of fancy things around pools. You've done outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, patios.
I really love doing the fireplaces and the fire pits. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that in the summer or even in the fall on a cool night, having a fireplace that my patio, I got a fireplace and I have a place to put a TV. I'll go out in the fall and watch football games with the fireplace going on my patio.
Nice.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, if people are the outdoorsy type, it makes a lot of sense to invest in making that, creating that area, that environment, making it what you want it to be. And there's nothing like stone or brickwork to do that.
And I've done them in retaining wall blocks, round pits with benches around them. I've done stone fireplaces, brick fireplaces. There's nothing like it. I love it.
How often should a brick house or a stone house be repointed?
Pointed. When you see them cracking.
Okay.
You see the fine cracks, it's not a big deal. But when the mortar starts falling out, usually with the brickwork, it's not too anymore. It's not as prevalent as it was in the past because brick have come a long way.
Okay.
Brick years ago basically were a solid brick.
Right.
Okay. So what would happen is the mortar in the joints would rot out and it would be nothing to hold it together. Brick nowadays is their cord. Basically, they have holes in the brick. So when you squash or lay the brick on top of another brick, the mortar goes up through those holes and really tightens it up.
Oh, and that's why the holes are in the brick.
See, now I would think it would be a weaker brick with all those holes.
No, that's absolutely wrong. It's much stronger. A solid brick, you can basically take a chisel hammer and just break the brick off.
Okay.
Put a chisel underneath it, tap it a couple times, the brick will the bond is a lot weaker.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, the mortar goes up through the bricks and it ties it all together.
Gotcha.
Much better job. And nowadays, it's not so much as like the houses of, years ago.
Okay. Great discussion with you today. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to pick up a lot of things that we didn't talk about next week. If you have the time to come back with us, please.
I'd love to.
Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I have a great investment property with four units located at 3268 Pittston Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton. This is a well-maintained building with off-street parking. It has newer kitchens in each of the units. All four units are one bedrooms each, and the building has a positive cash flow. The taxes are less than $2,000 a year. So if you're thinking about investing in a property, give us a call about 3268 Pittston Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton for only $149,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Okay, thanks, Pat. And before we close, I'll get to a tip in a minute. I want to talk about how well my office is doing this year and talk about some of the listings that have sold rather quickly. Valerie Widman and Frank Brown had a listing on John's Drive in Moosic. It went pending in 5 days. And Trish Conway in my office had a listing in Dunmore and on 2nd Street in Dunmore, and she sold that immediately in 1 day. Sarah Weiss had a listing at 110 Church Street in Dunmore, and she sold that in 11 days. We also had a double in Scranton on West Elm, and that sold in 35 days. So my office is really on top of things. We're doing well. We're pricing things right, and we have a lot of great buyers out there that we're working with, so we're doing...
We're a busy office.
All right. And, it is a busy office. We could always look and hire some new agents. Anybody thinking about a career in real estate, please give me a call and ask for Jackie Ruddy. I'd be happy to help you determine whether a real estate career is for you. My tip today is blistered paint on shower ceilings. This area gets a lot of heat and moisture that stresses paint finishes. Scrape off the old paint and recoat. Use a high quality exterior grade paint. Also, be sure everyone uses the bathroom vent when showering to help get rid of that excess moisture.
Well, you don't like when the walls steam up and the mirror gets old? You can't see out of it? No, not good?
No. Okay. I go into a lot of houses with that peeling paint, and I always mention to the homeowner to scrape it and paint it. It just doesn't show well.
Exterior paint.
Exterior paint is the trick there. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. During the week, please feel free
to email us with any questions at questions@jready.com or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.